Why did you decide that you wanted to run for the city council in the second ward?
Well, I've been involved in Fort Madison for a long time in different projects, and I volunteer a lot. And I've seen things that I didn't like going on, and I pay attention to what the city council is doing. And they've had a few votes that I was not happy with, and so I thought rather than complain, I'd just try and get on the council and make my voice heard.
What's a couple of those votes? What are some of the things that the council has done that you maybe you have not agreed with?
The last one was they had a vote on term limits and other parts for boards and commissions. And I've been on I've been on a couple of boards. I was on the electrical board for many years, and I was on the Historic Preservation Commission for many years. And I know how hard it is to get members to join and to stay. And I knew if they term limited the members that it would be hard to keep the boards active. So I just argued about that one point, and the vote came out to eliminate the entire ordinance, which I didn't agree with. There was many good points in the ordinance, but the one point I did disagree with, they agreed with me on that. And there was also votes on, like I said, I'm in the historic preservation. We have a battlefield site for 1812 that's in Fort Madison. It's the only battle site of the 1812 war west of the Mississippi River. And I was trying to help get it preserved as a memorial site. And the city, with their sewer separation issues, they would be working in the area of the battlefield site. And when we went to the city to get some funding for a consultant, getting funding for a consultant to get the battlefield on the National Register, they kind of hemmed and hawed on it, and they wouldn't allow us the funding. And they used some reasoning that was not accurate, and so I was upset about that. But there's been other items. The 27th Street intersection has been a big thing right now that I thought that was something that wasn't necessary at this time. I know there were some timing issues on different grants and things, but I don't think it should have probably been done at all. And those are just a couple of the issues.
You mentioned the battlefield, and one thing I wanted to touch on with candidates is, do you think the city is doing enough to help fund tourism opportunities, historic preservation opportunities, working with the old fort and such? Do you think the city is doing enough to help out these types of efforts?
No, and that's one of my issues is tourism. That I've been involved with the North Lee County Historical Society for several years also, and historic preservation, and I know that history is a big draw for tourism. And Fort Madison doesn't promote itself like it should. We have beautiful Victorian homes and many historic areas. People don't realize that Fort Madison is the birthplace of Iowa, that the first white baby born in the state was born in Fort Madison, and that the first settler was also in Fort Madison. And I think it's important. And we just had a tour of the prison this last weekend and a showing of the movie The Fort, and it drew a lot of people into town, and several of them would go to the fort or the penitentiary to tour it, and then they'd come to the movie. And while they were also in town, they'd go down to the old fort site, and they'd tour it. They'd go down to the museum, and there were several comments about how wonderful the town was. They didn't realize how historic it was and that they would be back because they just thought it was so neat. And we had a neighborhood block party on that same weekend, and there was a couple that had been touring the prison, and we were at the part of it was at the hillside on 12th Street, and they stopped by and they were looking for some food. Well, I heard them, and the hillside does not serve food, so I said, hey, we've got pulled pork. If you enjoy pulled pork, you can come join us. They did, and they had a great time. We had some free entertainment, and they had some good food, and they chatted with people, and they were real friendly, and we were friendly to them. And they got I sent them some pictures of them at the event, and they said they talked to their friends about how neat it was that this old prison was there, and they toured it, and then they came and found this block party, and they just thought we were the friendliest people, and they would be back. And I think it's things like that that would, you know, we need to promote Fort Madison. You know, I was in Mason City a couple of weeks ago, and at the motel there was one of those brochure racks, and there were cards there from Keokuk and Nauvoo and Burlington and several other cities, but there was nothing for Fort Madison. And that kind of upset me, that I don't think we don't realize what we have, and I think we need to promote Fort Madison a lot more.
Looking back at yourself, what are some of the traits, qualities, experiences that you would bring to the council?
Well, as I said, I've been involved in the city for quite a while with the different boards. I also have a pretty diverse background. I'm a Navy veteran, and when I came back from the service, I lived in Burlington. And when I got out, the economy was in bad shape, and I had a few jobs just because things couldn't, you know, people couldn't keep their businesses going. I've been involved in construction. I've been involved in real estate sales. I had a broker's license for a few years, and I understand the real estate markets. Dealt with a lot of lawyers. And I've been involved in, like I said, different committees and volunteer work in Fort Madison, so I know what's going on in the town. And I try to treat everybody fairly. I don't give anybody any preference, but, you know, no matter whether you're a rich person or a poor person, black or white, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. Everybody has issues, and I think everybody should be heard.
Right now, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing Fort Madison, and how would you address it if you were on the city council?
Well, one of the biggest challenges hasn't really showed up yet, and I hope it doesn't. The state of Iowa, with their commercial real estate reductions, is going to create a problem, I think, for Fort Madison, because we have a backfill for the taxes to the cities because of the reduction in the real estate taxes. And with the challenges that the state has now with their budget, I'm afraid that, like the machinery tax back in the 70s, that the backfill will disappear, and then we'll be short on our budgets. So we've got to be very careful about how we're spending our money, and we want to be fair about it and try and get the best, most efficient use of our tax money.
And that ties into the next question I was thinking of is the idea. Obviously, the city manager puts together the budget and then presents it to the council. When you would be reviewing that budget, what would be your priorities? What would be those areas that you say, okay, we must make sure that we fund these properly, and if we have to take from other accounts to make sure that we're doing that, what would be your budget priorities?
I think the main thing that the city should be doing is making sure we have a safe environment to live in. So police, fire, services are the top priority. We've been doing a lot on road construction. That would not be a top priority, but I think we should continue it. But just making sure that everybody's safe, because we have some crime issues that have come up, and that's one of the reasons that I said I was in this neighborhood watch area, that we've seen it, and that might be part of the issue. Or solutions to the issue of crime is that we create more neighborhood watch areas and relieve some of the pressure from the police to be patrolling. But fire and police is the main concern of mine.
Looking at a couple of specific issues, Fort Madison, the cities around here, especially Keokuk and such, are trying to do more dealing with dilapidated buildings, maybe even putting more money into their budgets. Do you think Fort Madison is doing enough to deal with the dilapidated buildings, those ones that have maybe reached the point of no return? Do you think the city's dealing with those enough?
Well, we do have a building inspector who does deal with that. We do have an apartment secretary. She's actually a secretary, but she deals with the apartment complexes, and they do inspections and trying to keep properties from becoming dilapidated. But we do have some vacant buildings. And, of course, it's a budget item. You know, it costs a lot of money to either fix up or tear down a property. And we probably are negligent in taking care of some of this, but it's mainly a budget item. It's not a lack of interest. But there are some ways to deal with some of it that the city is not using. We have a state code 657A, which allows a city to turn over a negligent or a dilapidated building to a nonprofit to bring it up to code. And I've mentioned this to the city before, and they've never done anything with it. It takes a friendly judge to do it, but it can be done, and that would save us from having to spend the money to demolish or even go after somebody just to fix it up.
Another issue, the depot. I just talked with the city manager the other day, and he said negotiations are still going on. There'd been a little bit of talk of, is it worth finishing out this project? Is it worth putting the more money into it to see if this becomes a reality? Where do you stand on kind of finishing the project and working to get Amtrak down into the depot along the riverfront?
Well, I think it's important that we do continue on with the depot project and bring Amtrak back to the riverfront. It will not be a moneymaker for us. A lot of people are trying to say, well, it's going to bring downtown back up to speed and bring tourism in, and those items I don't think are going to happen. But to me, it's a community pride issue that we don't want our guests to be let off in front of the wastewater treatment plant or the railroad yard. And even those who don't get off the train at that point, they'll be looking out the window and they'll see our beautiful riverfront and our downtown area, and maybe it will spur them to come back and make a visit. And but as far as economically, it will take a long time to ever pay back what we put in, but I think it's a worthwhile project.
You mentioned that you've been out knocking on doors, meeting with residents. Have they put any issues on your radar that you would look into on the council? Or is there any issues we haven't touched on yet that are on your radar if you join the city council?
Now, most of what people are looking at is the increase in crime. And we don't have major crime, but we do have some issues come up, vandalism and petty theft and that kind of thing. And it concerns people. And there's some drug issues. And other than that, there's some mentioning of street programs. There are several people upset with the 27th Street intersection. Nobody really mentions the depot unless I bring it up just to find out their opinion. And most of them are wanting it brought downtown. But there hasn't been any really unusual comments.